Hello and welcome to Bytes by MSDN. I'm Tim Huckabee, and today we have Corporate Vice President Jason Zander with us. Jason, thank you so much for coming.
Tim, happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, I think we're all happy in the developer community because of one of your responsibilities,
yes,
which would be the tool, Visual Studio 11. It's got a lot of people excited, especially me. Why don't you go through some of the features that some of our audience may not know about yet?
Yeah, well, we have the beta that just came out. Mm-hmm. There is a huge amount of functionality in there. I think you've kind of seen that. I'm a developer myself, so there's lots of cool stuff in there, all the way from the frameworks, you know, through the IDE and developer productivity, up to the team work that we've actually done. A few key things that you're going to see across the board. We've done a lot around developer productivity, making it easier for you to figure out how to build, you know, types of web applications, figure out how your sites are constructed, you know, kind of zero in on bugs, those sorts of things. Got some new UX, some other sort of things like that as well. But then also for the team, which is really cool. Other kind of areas that I really love, Scrum and being able to work better with your teams.
All that ALM stuff.
The ALM stuff, the lifecycle piece.
Right. It's funny how far we've come. You know, but way back a decade ago when Visual Studio first came out, and we used to suffer because against the competition, because we just didn't have the lifecycle stuff. Now I would argue Microsoft leads the industry, right?
We've got some world-class stuff in there, right? And we use all the products ourselves to go ship what is essentially millions of lines of code, I mean, to pull it together. So we're using this stuff to build the stuff. It's actually just unbelievable amounts of stuff.
Which makes you unique, and I feel like we should point it out. You know, I've met a handful, well, many corporate vice presidents at Microsoft in my time. You have to be the only one that stays dirty, that actually writes code, that actually uses the tools that you're responsible for.
Well, me and the goo, right?
There's two.
There's two out of a thousand. Scott and I
are
kind of two peas in a pod, that sort of thing. That's one of the things I really love about working in Visual Studio. I'm a developer. I always have been. I enjoy that part of it. So for me, in order to actually use the product and actually, you know, make sure I feel good about what we're shipping, I actually have to do something I love, which is writing code. So it's like, what better job could you have than that?
Yeah, no kidding. And rightfully, you guys are doing some great stuff in the tool set. All right, before I let you go, you got to tell the audience or me, what's your most exciting tip, trick with Visual Studio 11?
Yeah, so let me pick
you
something.
You can pick five if you like.
I can pick five. You know, I've got 15.
I know you do.
We could be here for a while. I would say, you know, like one of the best things that I really like is this mode that we've added, you know, this kind of interactive mode, especially for doing design of user interface. And so many times, like how many times have you gone in and you've built some kind of interface and it's like, why is that button over there purple and blinking? That doesn't make any sense to me, right? I mean, yes, wow, where'd that come from? So one of the themes that you'll see both in website development, inside of Visual Studio for Metro-style user interfaces and Blend is the ability to go back and actually have us go back and inspect. Where did this stuff come from? Where were all the cascading rules that came through? You know, those sorts of things. You can immediately zero in on it. And if I see something I like, it's like, okay, that helps me kind of figure that out. I think it's a really cool trick to be able to do that. And that's not something you've historically had with some of this kind of content because it's dynamic. Right? I mean, it's new to me.
What do you call that feature?
Well, we've actually got it in several places now. So there's the Page Inspector in MVC that allows you to inspect a website that's written with ASP.NET. We also have the Element Selector inside of the new Metro-style UI that you can build. That's inside of Visual Studio. And then inside of Blend, Expression Blend, I can actually do an interactive mode where I can actually, while designing, go in and run the application, you know, kind of discover new things, make things pop up. You know, that's creating divs and classes on the fly and that sort of stuff. Then I can stop and say, okay, that one, that's the one I want to go look at. You know how hard that is to do today, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
It's like make some changes, F5, is that right? No, go back, you know, it's like, so I think that's just a really, if I look at all the stuff that we've got, that's just it's a really cool piece of work and I love using it.
Yeah, clearly you love it. I can see it coming out in your voice. Yeah. Hey, keep doing it, ship it. And thank you so much to you and your team.
Well, we're happy to do it. We're really excited, so we're looking for feedback. We're looking for feedback on the product.
Oh, you'll get it.
We love it.
And thank you guys for watching.